And you're very welcome to the Sports Review of the Year. We're looking back at all the events in Waterford sport, and today we are talking about Waterford FC, and I'm happy to say I'm joined on the line by match commentator Ray Scott. Ray, it's good to have you along to discuss what was ultimately and finally a successful year for the Blues back in the Premier Division for next season.
Yeah, thanks Nigel. It is great. We've been waiting for it for a while, but we finally got over the line and back where some people would say we really deserve to be.
Yeah, and look, this is the thing that has fans excited and nervous throughout the whole year, and it wasn't straightforward, Ray, by any stretch of the imagination. There was hurdles to be overcome, and there was good points, there was bad points, but you kind of forget about the bad points ultimately when you are promoted ultimately, and you have to go through the promotion relegation campaign and the playoffs as we did for the previous 2 years, and look, we're back where we're meant to be. What's your general assessment of the year overall? It's fair to say successful considering the end result.
I think a lot of people will look at the year, and if we kind of cast our minds back, when we started with a different manager, that changed with Danny Searle going, and then we had Keith Long coming in with Alan Reynolds alongside him. Everybody thought it was kind of the dream appointment. Took a little bit of a while to get going, and by that stage, I suppose we were still a number of well behind Galway in the table. But at the end, does it really matter? You know, because right now, as of today, when we're talking, Waterford are in the Premier Division, and was that not always the goal? Does it matter that we finished second, had to go through the playoffs? Does it matter that we finished 20 points behind Galway? I don't think it does, because whether we finished first or second, but we're promoted, and that was the ultimate goal, and that's what the goal of the Pillies and the Fleetwood Town group that took over the club. They wanted Waterford to be in Premier Division football, and they've achieved that.
I'm talking to you now, Ray, in the first week of December, just coming to the end of the first week of December, and we're looking at the players who have been confirmed. We've about 10 players who we know are going to be part of the club going forward for next season. We've lost a couple, obviously, with the likes of Barry Bagley and Roland Adobu, but plenty of players have committed their future for the Premier Division campaign, and that's a nice continuation from what we saw last year. You know, Danny Searle's second season in charge was the first year we saw, a majority of players staying around the club, and we didn't have a huge turnover, and it's good to see that for 2 years in a row.
It is important, I think, that a club like Waterford starts to build solid foundations, because there's no point in having a situation like we've had in recent times. Even if we go back into, when Lee Power took over Waterford got promoted, Waterford got relegated, but because Lee Power had a club like Swindon, and we saw a huge amount of loan players coming in, then they'd go back to their club because of the English season starting in August, so they'd go back to their club and we start again and try and get another group of players in. So it was always going to be difficult. So last year we started to see players being given multi-year contracts, which is brilliant, we're starting to see though that kind of foundation being laid, because that's what the future is going to be about for Waterford. It's not about just kind of surviving hand to mouth. There seems to be a solid foundation, there seems to be investment in the club, there seems to be a commitment, which is I think probably the most important thing, that Waterford can develop, go forward. We've seen the links developed in the community, we've seen the new shop in King's Meadow, all the right noises are being made now. The kind of final piece of that jigsaw was getting Waterford into the Premier Division, so now the planning is there, and I think the weekend after the playoffs, Keith Long was across at Fleetwood and having discussions with the Fleetwood management group about what's happening. We've seen players signing, Sam Sargent as you mentioned there, Dean McMenemy committed back here, Connor Parsons, which is brilliant for the club. We've seen departures as well, which is always going to be inevitable. Roland Adobu, I think there was a lot of rumours about him going. There were some offers in for him in the summer transfer window. I think the bottom line is that whatever recruitment has to go, it has to be good enough that will keep Waterford in the Premier Division. That has to be the ultimate objective. And you know what? If we're sitting here this time next year and we're having this discussion again, I would be saying, isn't it great we're still in the Premier Division? Oh, we only finished seventh or we only finished eighth. I wouldn't care as long as we retain our Premier Division status. That has to be the ultimate objective. And I think it also has to be acknowledged that the team that got us there is not strong enough to keep us there, so we are going to see changes.
There's a cautionary tale, Ray, isn't there, as well, when you look at Cork City, and they'd won the first division at a canter almost last year, and then really, really struggled in the Premier, and that's the difference in calibre you have, and it's something that the fans are probably going to have to take a couple of weeks in the start of next season to adjust to, and you'd hope the management team and the players are well ready for it, because there is a significant step up in quality, the pace of the game, the quality you're coming up against each week, and it's not going to be all singing, all dancing ultimately. You're going to have to grind out a campaign, and to have the team ready for that next year is going to be a bit of a challenge. But as you say, good to have seen Keith Long, you know, almost a day after, straight away from the playoff, over with Fleetwood, discussing the plans for next year and trying to have the club on the right footing for the springtime.
Yeah, and one of the things we've also seen, Nigel, over the last couple of weeks is that we've seen a lot of announcements about investments in Irish Premier Division clubs. You know, we've seen a new group at Drogheda. We've seen the owner of Kerry move to take over Dundalk. You know, we're seeing investment, so we can't sit still. Maybe it's not fair to kind of compare us to what happened to Cork City. They had a lot of off the field drama kind of this time last year and into the new season, and they were kind of late out of the traps, to use the analogy, and they never really recovered from that, you know. But it is going to be very, very difficult as it stands, I suppose, if we were to look at the rankings in that Premier Division table. Galway would be number 9 and Waterford would be number 10. And we've just got to make sure that we move up at least two places over the coming campaign. It's not going to be easy. You know, we've got to get players in. We've got to get players that are good enough to qualify. You know, I'm very, very excited that, you know, the likes of Rowan McDonald has committed another season to Waterford. I'd be get a great Christmas present if Barry Bagley returned. I think he might, now that we're in the Premier Division. It could be an option for him to come back and continue to get Premier Division football and develop his career. He played under 21 for Northern Ireland there a couple of weeks ago. You know, he is a huge talent, and I think we started to see the potential of that midfield partnership with McDonald and Bagley in the playoffs, and I'd be very excited if we can get a few more players there. That's what we're missing. You know, we've got the likes of the local lads, Niall O'Keefe, Dara Power, who've given so much to the club and for whom it means so much as well. You know, and Shane Griffin still hasn't committed his future, but hopefully you might see him there back in the Premier Division. You know, those players didn't look out of place in the Premier Division when Waterford were last there. They were only just starting out. They've got another 3 years of experience under their belts. So I think it is exciting, but there has to be a caveat there that Waterford have to be competitive.
Standout moment for the year from you, Ray?
The standout moment, even as we're talking about it right now, for me, didn't happen on the pitch. It happened off the pitch at the end of the game in Talla, when the Waterford fans were shouting or singing, chanting, "We are going up," because for so long we've heard the opposition doing that. The hairs on the back of my neck stood up when I could hear the Waterford fans. That, for me, it is the halcyon moment. You know, we got promoted. We've got the monkey off our back about losing playoff games. You know, that was brilliant. You know, when you go back and look at all the games, there was a lot of games that we played through the season that were poor games. There were some great games as well, big wins. But you know, ultimately, does it not come down to the playoff final and the performance? And I think as well, that performance was probably Waterford's best performance of the season. You know, they took the game to Cork. They didn't let them settle. Connor Parsons was magnificent. We saw that goal that he scored to level things up. The goal that Cork got was against the run of play. And then, of course, we had, you know, the star performer, Ronan Coughlin, 37 goals in all competitions this season, equaling all records, smashing the First Division record, smashing the Waterford League record. You know, he's won, and there's a lot of hope out there that Ronan might stay. You know, there was an interview with him there in the run-up to he won the PFAI Player of the Year, and in the interview he said, "We're hoping to build on that next season." And so everybody's reading that word "we're" as is it's Waterford, you know. So it wouldn't be brilliant if we had him back fighting in the Premier Division. And in fairness to Ronan, every time I spoke to him, you know, he was very, very happy. One of the points he made constantly was that Waterford gave him a chance to get back and play, because he'd had a lot of injuries. He wasn't getting games, and you know, by God, did he light up Irish football this season.
Yeah, he did, and fingers crossed, as you say, he'll be doing it again in a Waterford shirt next season, Ray. We may well know in the next few weeks. We should know in the next few weeks, and fingers crossed he's going to stay with the Blues for 2024. Ray Scott, it won't be long until it's back on top of us. We'll be back for pre-season and the start of the Premier Division campaign before anyone knows it. Christmas is going to come and go, and we'll be back on the pitch at the RSC in very short time. And Ray, thanks for all the coverage, the commentary and all the reporting throughout the year on the Blues. We have a busy one coming up next year, and do hope the listeners and the fans join us along the way.
Let's hope 2024 is going to be a great season for Waterford FC.
Yeah, fingers crossed on the up and up. Ray Scott, thanks for joining us today, and happy Christmas. Have a good one. We'll talk to you in the new year.